Hey, everybody, welcome back to another show. I'm John Swicky. Sorry for the delay this week, but we are back and ready to go with three interesting news items of the week. So first up is actually an API update. Not usually the most glamorous of updates, but so OpenAI released some new API features. And so a couple of things here that are definitely noteworthy. They lowered the cost on some of the models. So let's see here. We've got 75% cost reduction on embeddings. We've got bigger context version of GPT-3.5, 25% cost reduction for input tokens for 3.5 turbo. But the thing that really stuck out and it definitely has people talking is their function calling upgrade. So for GPT-4, GPT-3.5, there's now ways to utilize this feature called function calling. And what function calling does is, actually these examples do really good jobs here of explaining it better than I could. So it converts queries such as email somebody to see if she wants to get coffee on Friday to a function call, like send an email, or what's the weather like in Boston to get current weather. So you can convert natural language into API calls or database queries. So you can do something like, what are my top 10 customers this month, to an internal API call, such as get customers by revenue, or how many orders did we place last month, to an SQL query. You know, you can define a function, extract people data, to extract all the people mentioned in a Wikipedia article. So, here we go. We got some more detailed examples here, kind of revolving around weather. And so now you can kind of start to see some really, really interesting things that we can build upon and build into it. You know, something as simple as write an email, and or even just get the current weather, right? Can be able to answer these really specific questions. It feels like there's something here. It's going to be really interesting to see what people build. So, you know, lower prices, awesome. You know, new features, bigger inputs. So there's going to be a lot of interesting tools, I think, going to be built upon that. And I'm excited for the bigger context windows as well, because that usually allows us to get into some new stuff, right? Some new stuff. Okay, next up, we've got an announcement from Facebook and Meta. They have a generative AI model for speech to generalize across with state of the speech to generalize across tasks with state of the art performance. Well, that's a lot at 5 a.m. So definitely this is one of the more, you know, for those who are more interested in some of the raw tech demos and kind of some of the behind the scenes stuff and the research papers, this is the link for you. You know, they have a really interesting model here, and it feels like it's like a huge leap for the voice generation stuff. So we'll include a link to this. I just thought this was interesting. It's a quick 2-minute video for you guys to check out. Nothing huge, but I think it was a kind of an interesting listen. I couldn't find any demos to play with yet, but it's kind of worth checking out. So I wanted to highlight that. And, you know, I think this is going to be kind of the way it goes early on with certain things. So this is an AI speech classifier from 11 Labs. And you can upload a minute long file to detect if it was just an AI generated speech. And same thing like with writing out there. I'm sure there'll be a video one soon. There's going to be these things to help us kind of detect these things early on until they become, you know, part of the norm, or there's ways to label them. I think I read something last night too about certain photos are going to have certain types of metadata in them, or no, certain people are pushing for certain types of metadata in them. So, you know, these types of classifiers, I think they'll be important for people to use early on. And, you know, I think they'll help too. they also force people to maybe make better work, better quality work. And, you know, I think it's just got something good for the toolbox. So, yeah, so I'll include a link to that in the notes. And so that was about it this week. Quick little update. We know we'll include everything for everybody to check out. And thanks for hanging out with us today. And we appreciate it. And we'll see everybody next time. Thank you.